Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. To the hungry, give food. And those who have food, give hunger for justice. To the hungry, give food. To those who have food, give hunger for justice. This is a prayer Joan and I heard a few years ago when we were living with the Bruderhof community for a week in Farmington, Pennsylvania, close to Falling Water. And we would gather for dinner together, and there would be prayers and readings. This is one of the prayers that we had before we ate. And as I thought about this prayer, I thought about, as I prepared the sermon, what Jesus says today: I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And it occurred to me that Jesus is today not just talking about spiritual hunger and thirst. He was talking about physical hunger and thirst also. Now, I've been reflecting on this, what it means. For most of us, real hunger, I mean stomach-hurting hunger, is just a concept. We don't know what that's like. I mean, a few years ago, I had to fast for 2 days because of a procedure at the hospital, and I could drink liquids, but it was tough. And I'll tell you, after the procedure was over, and when Joan made me that poached egg on toast, it was like I was eating a Delmonico steak. It was so delicious. It was so, and my taste buds went into ecstasy. But you realize there are some people in the world that after 2 days can't have that poached egg on toast, and they're still hungry. And as I thought about people who hunger all of the time, it really upset me. The bread that comes down from heaven that we receive from this table feeds us so that we can feed others, fills us so we can help other people's empty bellies be filled. When we pray, give us this day, or we sing, give us this day our daily bread, we're not just talking about ourselves, although God does that. Not just our families, but God does that. Not just our friends, not just our church, not just our nation. The us is included of all God's children. Because all people are made in the image and likeness of God, especially the poor, the marginalized, those who prefer not to look at, those who some people make enemies of. In the Large Catechism, Martin Luther wrote, how much trouble there now is in the world simply on account of false use of money. Yes, on account of daily exploitation and interest rates in public business, trading and labor on the part of those who want only to oppress the poor and deprive them of their daily bread. And in our post-Christian world, it's getting worse. The divide between rich and poor, full and hungry, haves and have-nots, is growing and growing. And we'd prefer not to look at that. The number of people who are seriously hungry, according to the 2023 annual report of Bread for the World, is 1 billion people. 1 billion people are hungry. Our brothers and sisters are hungry right now as we sit here. And that 1 billion, the vast majority, are most vulnerable. And guess who are starving the most? Children. And mothers. We pray, give us this day our daily bread. And God does. We have an abundant God. God is a bountiful provider. He provides enough bread for everybody. The problem is not supply. The problem is distribution. Our Lutheran Church in America, through World Hunger Relief and Disaster Appeal, reminds us that hunger can be stopped if we make it our first priority. Some sad statistics. Every few seconds, every time we take a deep breath, a child in a developing country dies, be it from hunger or diseases that probably wouldn't happen if they had enough food or enough resources. Almost 800 million people, around one out of every five people in developing nations, are undernourished. 200 million of them are children who also lack adequate health care. 32% of the population in the developing world lives on less than $1 a day. 880 million lack access to adequate healing services. 2.6 billion lack access to basic sanitation, basic clean water. The wealthiest 20% of the world consumes 86% of all goods and services, while the poorest 20% receive just 1% of goods and services. Now, that can seem overwhelming, and sometimes we get numb to this. The problem with hunger is not too little food. The United Nations study estimated that there is plenty of food, substantially more calories than needed for adequate feeding of everybody alive today. Again, the problem is distribution. The time it takes you to hear this sermon, 300 children in the world will die of hunger-related causes. This is hard to hear. It's hard to preach. But as Christians, we cannot be in illusions or political bubbles. We need to look at the facts, look at reality. And I am saddened by this, and I know you are too, and outraged. To read the Bible, the psalmist, Psalm 146, verse 7, God is a God who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. And looking in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20, for the Lord your God is a God of gods, a Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers and refugees, providing them food and clothing. See, the spiritual and physical needs of the world go together. Justice and spirituality go together. Jesus is the bread of life, fullness of life, of body, mind, soul, for you and me and everybody. And we are called to live our faith in love and live that faith out in justice. Like the prophet Micah reminds us, what does the Lord require of you? Do justice, love, kindness, and walk humbly with your God. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, I'm reading him now, and fascinating. He wrote a wonderful book I'm reading now called Life Together, How to Live in Community. And he says, in the church, use the German word, we're miteinander. We're with one other people. But he says what the Christian discipline needs to be, we need to be für einander, for one another. We need to be Christ to one another and see the Christ in the other, in the church. Not just a bunch of people together, but a true community of people who love each other, know each other's joys and sorrows, support one another, and grow together to support others. As a congregation, we do have the things to celebrate in justice part of love. Look at this. This is wonderful what you guys are doing to help with the North Hills Community Outreach. We teach our people well, I think. We worship well. Where'd he go? Over there? Where's Don? There's Don. Okay. We worship well. We keep our property beautiful. Oh, there he is. It's like, where's Waldo? There he is back there. And we gather food, and we gather coats at times, and backpacks and wonderful things to help other people in our community. And that's wonderful, but yet the needs are great. We receive bread that we can become bread for others. We need to continue to raise our consciousness so that the giving to World Hunger Appeal or Lutheran World Relief or local food banks, or working with other churches or other people that help the needs of others, come as important to us as any other giving. And there is joy. There is joy in giving in any way we can to help alleviate human suffering. I remember the story of a little boy that I know. He was so excited he had his first communion. And people came to the house, to their house. I'm not going to tell you who the boy is. And there's some gifts. And the little boy took the lion's share of his first communion gifts, and he gave it to the ELCA World Hunger Appeal to help our brothers and sisters at that time who were starving because of a drought in Ethiopia. The $100 he gave, which he could have spent on other things, was enough to feed two families fully for 3 months. Two families for 3 months, $100. For the cost of a video game, two families for 3 months weren't starving. Jesus is the bread of the world. We need to continually turn back to Jesus, read his word, get in touch with his spirit, and return to the Lord our God and grow as steward of our resources. God feeds us so we are free to do good. Let us use that freedom. Let us remember to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God as we receive the Lord's body and blood today, is that bread fills us, nurtures us, heals us, strengthens us. Let us then be bread for others to give them life as God gives us life. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.